Since we've talked some about time, it probably is a good moment to discuss the time standard that is used with GPS. Now, worldwide, the Coordinated Universal Time, or UTC, standard is well known and is driven by several atomic clocks around the surface of the Earth. However, Coordinated Universal Time, as derived from these clocks, is in some sense more accurate than the actual rotation of the planet itself. They sort of get out of sync with each other. So, therefore, to keep UTC connected to the planet, periodically leap seconds are added to Coordinated Universal Time. Now, since GPS is space-based, since the satellites are orbiting the Earth, the decision was made that GPS time would have the same rate as UTC, but it would not use leap seconds. So, on January 6th, 1980, it was decided that GPS time and UTC would be exactly together. They would be the same. But since then, there have been leap seconds added, and currently GPS time is exactly 14 seconds ahead of UTC, Coordinated Universal Time. That is complicating the relationship, I guess, a little bit, but perhaps the most important thing to remember is that the rate of GPS time is the same as the rate of UTC. Now, the control segment keeps track of that, as I tried to describe a previous slide. And by making this comparison between the two, it uploads this clock correction to the satellites. It's available to your receiver in the navigation message. They try to keep the rate of GPS time at the satellite within 1 microsecond of the rate of UTC. Now, of course, the oscillators or clocks in the satellites have a tendency to drift. They're not perfect timekeepers, and they're affected by several things, moving in and out of the shadow of the Earth, gravitational changes, and so on, cause the clocks to not oscillate perfectly. Now, the control segment keeps the rate within 1 microsecond and usually within 25 nanoseconds. What I mean by that is that they don't constantly tweak the clocks or the oscillators in the satellites to keep them perfectly on GPS time. They let them wander a little bit within the limit of 1 microsecond. They find that by doing this, it keeps the clocks or the oscillators in the satellites healthy longer. It extends their life. And one of the things you'll note is that one of the first things to go to stop working properly on a satellite are the clocks. And that's why most of them have at least two, a cesium and rubidium oscillators. So the message is that the control segment introduces a clock correction into the navigation message that gives your receiver a way to correlate the drift of the oscillator in the satellite with GPS time. This is one way to keep the time standard within limits.